Association versus causation and Hill's criteria. Association is the relationship between a risk factor and an outcome such as a disease. It occurs if, as one variable changes, there is a concomitant or resultant change in the quantity or quality of another variable. There are three types of statistical association: artificial or spurious. These associations occur by chance and are often referred to as random error. They increase as the number of factors or variables studied increases. Indirect or non-causal. These may result from the mixing of relationships between variables, such as between exposure, disease, and a third unrelated variable, known as a confounding variable. The confounding variable may be associated with the other variables through a direct relationship with both. However, the confounding variable does not exist on the path between the two variables. When studies fail to control for confounding variables, artificial and incorrect associations may be identified. Causal. These result when one factor changes another, for example, when evidence indicates that a factor is clearly shown to increase the probability of the occurrence of a disease. In a causal relationship, the reduction or diminution of a factor decreases the frequency of the disease being studied. Key point: a causal association or relationship should not be confused with causality. A causal association is a necessary component of causality. However, there are a number of other conditions that must be satisfied for something to be described as causality. Note that error, such as random error, occurs in all studies. It is not possible to control for all sources of random error. However, systemic error or bias should be avoided. Bias refers to an error in the design or conduct of a study that results in an incorrect understanding of the association between the variable and the outcome. It may be caused by a variety of reasons, including the instrument, the observer, the data collection method, the case and control group selection, or an inappropriate choice of a statistical test. It may result in the failure to identify an association when one actually exists or create an apparent association where there is none. The currently used criteria for causality are known as Hill's criteria. These criteria are equally applicable to infectious and non-infectious diseases. They use modern epidemiological methods to determine whether a factor is causal for a given disease, as shown in Exhibit 2-17, which includes an example of applying Hill's criteria to the association between Shigella sinai and gastroenteritis. Exhibit 2-17, Hill's criteria for causation. Source: adapted from Samantha M. Tweeden, General Principles of Epidemiology, in APIC Text, K. M. Boston et al. Eds. 2022. All this leads to the conclusion that there is a causal association between S. sinai and gastroenteritis. Note that Hill did not see these criteria being used as a checklist, nor did he see some being more important than others. Therefore, not every criterion necessarily needs to be met. As cited in General Principles of Epidemiology in the APIC text, Rothman and Greenland state that only temporality is inarguably of importance. Key point: statistics cannot prove either an association or causality. It can merely suggest that an association exists. Measures of association. Measures of association quantify the relationship between exposure and disease among groups. Examples of such measures include the risk ratio, or relative risk, the rate ratio, the odds ratio, and the proportionate mortality ratio. We will examine two of these in more detail: relative risk and the odds ratio. Relative risk, RR. The RR, or risk ratio, is a measure of the strength of association used in prospective and experimental studies. It is appropriate for cohort studies. RR is the probability of developing a disease if the risk factor is present divided by the probability of developing the disease if the risk factor is not present. The groups are typically differentiated by demographic factors such as age or sex or whether they were exposed to a suspected risk factor. A risk ratio of 1.0 indicates identical risk among the two groups. A risk ratio greater than 1.0 indicates an increased risk for the group in the numerator, usually the exposed group. A risk ratio less than 1.0 indicates a decreased risk for the exposed group. Perhaps exposure actually protects against disease occurrence. Odds ratio, or is the probability of having a particular risk factor. Exposure, if a condition or disease is present, divided by the probability of having the risk factor if the disease or condition is not present. It is not appropriate to use with chronic diseases since it is a prevalence measure. The OR can be calculated using either of the following equations, where ENN represents number of. An odds ratio of 1.0 indicates identical odds of exposure among the two groups. An odds ratio greater than 1.0 indicates an increased odds of exposure in the numerator, usually the case patient group. The exposure may be a risk factor for the disease. An odds ratio less than 1.0 indicates a decreased odds of exposure for the case patient group. Exposure may be a protective factor against the disease. Odds ratios are most commonly used in case control studies. However, they can be used in cross-sectional and cohort study designs as well. Key point, for both RR and OR, as the value increases in distance from 1.0, the likelihood that a relationship exists between the factors being examined increases as well. For example, an odds ratio of 8.6 indicates a higher likelihood of a relationship between two factors than does an odds ratio of 2.3.